Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's many outstanding qualities are being remembered this week. Her brilliant legal mind, her fierce dedication to equality, her resilience. She was also great about encouraging other women. Her many female law clerks have praised her as inspiring and understanding. And as RBG revealed in the 2015 Seneca Women Tribute to Justice O'Connor, she made it a practice to write supportive notes to the women justices who followed in her footsteps. It turns out Justice Ginsburg was just as encouraging to one young girl in Maryland, a girl she had never met. The note that Justice Ginsburg wrote to Michelle Threefoot more than 3 years ago has shaped Michelle to this day. Here's what happened. In December of 2016, Michelle's school in Columbia, Maryland, was planning a superhero day. Michelle, then 8 years old, had been reading a children's book called I Dissent, Ruth Bader Ginsburg Makes Her Mark, by Debbie Levy. And that book became Michelle's inspiration for a costume. With the help from her mom, Krista, Michelle dressed up like RBG for Superhero Day. Her mom posted a photo on Facebook showing Michelle with her hair pulled back, oversized rim glasses on her tiny face, and a white lace collar on her black dress. The photo captured people's imagination. And suddenly, Michelle as RBG was everywhere. One person who saw the photo was Justice Ginsburg's assistant. And the next thing you know, Michelle gets a handwritten note from RBG herself. We're talking today to Michelle and Krista Threefoot to learn about that incredible moment. Thanks so much for joining me on Here's Something Good.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So Michelle, first of all, how old are you and what grade are you in?
I am 12 years old and I am in seventh grade.
We know that you are a big fan of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Can you tell us how you became a fan?
So my mom was at like some writing convention and she always brings home like books for us to read. And she brought this book called I Dissent, Ruth Bader Ginsburg Makes Her Mark. And I read it and I really liked it.
And you then decided to get dressed up as RBG. How exciting was that?
It was pretty exciting.
How old were you when you dressed up as Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
I was 8 years old.
Krista, was it your idea to make the costume or how did you come up with the costume idea?
No, it was Michelle's idea to dress up for Superhero Day as Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And it was just fortunate that we kind of had stuff like around the house. You know, she had like an old dress with this black top and, you know, white collar, and we popped out some, the lenses to an old pair of my sunglasses.
Great idea.
Yeah. Everything was on hand. We didn't have to scramble. And, you know, Michelle was really enthusiastic about the idea of doing it that way too. So.
And it got a huge amount of attention.
Yeah.
Were you expecting that?
No, not at all.
Not at all, no.
Did the kids in school like your costume?
Yeah, they did.
Did they know what it was?
No, not really.
Well, they probably knew after because the whole world loved your costume, including Justice Ginsburg herself.
Yeah.
So what was it like to receive a note from Justice Ginsburg?
It was really exciting because I did not expect at all that I was going to get a note from her. I didn't even expect her to see it.
And what did the note say?
She basically said, you know, Michelle, you look just like me. You know, keep reading and keep being inspired by, you know, the books that you read.
Do you feel that RBG has had a big inspiration on your life since then?
Yeah, she definitely did. Because she was like the only hero that's not like my family.
Well, you picked a very good hero. Krista, were you also very inspired by RBG?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I always knew who she was, but I have to say, like, reading that picture book, of all things, really educated me about her, as picture books often do. They get down right to the nitty-gritty. But yeah, so, like, reading that book actually really inspired me to learn a lot more about her, too. especially because it gives these little vignettes of her as a child, and then as, you know, as a growing up, and then as an adult.
Well, and you both inspired so many people with your picture. How do you plan on carrying on her legacy?
So I was thinking that on September 18th, we should have Ruth Bader Ginsburg Day, like we have Martin Luther King Day and President's Day. We should have Ruth Bader Ginsburg Day, and we should have no school on that day.
No school and no work, huh?
No school and no work.
What a fantastic idea. I think I will try to help support that idea. Maybe we can write a letter on that idea as well.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yes, I think you've just really, you've thought of something really great here.
Thank you.
What a brilliant idea. I can definitely get behind RBG Day. And you should know that there's more to the story. RBG actually sent two notes to Michelle. One was the handwritten note. The other was typewritten on Supreme Court stationery. And it tells us more about who RBG was. Here's what it said. Quote, "Reading is the key that opens doors to many good things in life. Reading shaped my dreams, and more reading helped me make my dreams come true." Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So here's something good for today. Cherish your superheroes. Get familiar with their thinking. Model yourself after them. And when it's appropriate, dress like them. And like RBG, be generous with encouragement. Whenever you have the opportunity to boost another person, whether with a note, a call, or a word, do it. A few helpful words can spread good for years. And if you want to continue RBG's legacy, consider giving to one of her favorite charities. In 2019, when she was awarded a $1 million prize from the Berggruen Institute, Justice Ginsburg donated the money to dozens of nonprofits. One of them was the Malala Fund, founded by the Nobel Peace Prize laureate. The Malala Fund works to give girls access to free, safe, and quality schooling. Go to malala.org to learn more and consider giving in RBG's name. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.